Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
It's day seven. It's 14 practices in. It's Wednesday, August the 5th, 2009. Paul Perillo alongside Andy Hart here in the big chair once again for a training camp.
We got a lot more, Andy.
I'm not out of gas, Paul. No? I'm just gunning along.
That's good because we have to do a little bit more because evidently
Eric's out of gas.
Little itty bitty Eric is out of gas.
Not here. Didn't take in the afternoon session. Didn't miss much as the Patriots for just the third time just got off the field from a non-pads workout.
Third time in 14 practices.
11 full pads sessions, two walkthroughs and one shells. They just finished, as I said, a true walkthrough where it got so bad that there was an opportunity walkthrough at the very end where starters and more proven players left the field and young, unproven types remained out there to continue the walkthrough.
Emphasis
just so
on
you know,
walk.
That's when PFW also left the building. When the starters leave, we leave.
Because we're the starters.
We're going to focus on the morning session, Paul, because that's when things actually took place here in Foxborough. Lots of activity, not just on the field, but off it. The officials from the National Football League, Terry McCauley, number 77, was on the field, spoke with the media afterwards. They are, as always, in town addressing the team to go over this little video presentation, then answer questions, rule changes, various things. They were on the field this morning, threw a couple flags. Adalis Thomas got an offsides. There was a false start or something on the offense at one point. So a couple flags were thrown from the officials. Also notable in attendance, Mike Shanahan, yet again, former Broncos coach.
Yep.
Mike Mayock, NFL Network, breaking down some good football with Adalis Thomas and Matt Light, kind of talking about life on the edge out there for a segment I'm sure you'll see on NFL Network. And soon-to-be ESPN reporter Adam Schefter was in the house taking in the practice. I guess he, like Shanahan, is making the rounds of training camps. So those were all the media big names, as well as guys from ESPN. Tim Graham was here and some of those types. So kind of a big national day in the media tent and on the field. On the field, first and foremost, Darrell Richard. We finally have a guy coming off a list. He was on the field for the morning session. Number 69 in blue, number one in your hearts. Draft pick had yet to take the field. So
the last draft pick, right? The last of the seventh round pick. I think he was the last.
So New England's Mr. Irrelevant, right? Not the league one. Not on the practice field this morning. I will run through them quickly, but some of the similar names. Jonathan Wilhite, Sean Springs, Teddy Bruschi, Al Johnson, George Bussey, Ryan O'Callaghan. A new name, 75, Vince Wilfork, but don't jump to any conclusions. Injury or contract-wise, his wife was due today, and there had been talk about inducing her. So while I haven't heard it officially, my guess is he missed it for personal reasons, which is to be with his wife in this time of their third child joining the world.
Right.
Vince Wilfork.
Benjamin Watson, Lakeven Smith, Myron Pryor, Richard Seymour, Tully Banta-Kane, obviously Tyrone McKenzie, the unsigned injured rookie, Brandon Tate, Mark Lavoir, Rich Orenberger, Ty Warren, Sean Crable. I will say, Paul, we saw most of those guys, if not all of them, out there for the evening walkthrough session.
Yeah, and so, notables, Richard Seymour, Ty Warren,
Sean Crable,
Benjamin Watson, guys that we haven't seen in a while, were out there for the walkthrough. And we should add, Andy, that Bill Belichick at his press conference today indicated that for the most part, and he didn't want to get into specifics, but he said for the most part, most of these guys are pretty close to returning. So that, I think that's good news on the injury front.
Anything stand out for you in the morning session in terms of, let me throw one at you before I give you, I'll give you a chance to collect your thoughts over there for something that stood out. For me, it's the open field tackling drill that they've done virtually every day, if not every session, and many of them, full contact, bring them to the ground, and now it's even, everybody's doing it. Randy Moss was taking reps carrying the ball today. I thought initially some of those guys were kind of omitted, but all the running backs, your 30-somethings, whether it's Fred Taylor, Sammy Morris, those guys, and I wanted to point out Fred Taylor is phenomenal at it, absolutely juked Brandon Merriweather out of his mind.
They don't get a glove on him.
Out of his mind. Brandon Merriweather was so flat-footed, he was 2.5 yards away from Fred Taylor in a confined space of a drill. Fred Taylor looks good to me, that not just that drill in particular, but Fred Taylor's got a bounce in his step that I'm happy to see. Now, Paul Perillo. What stood out for you?
I agree with you about Taylor, but the only thing I would say, and you mentioned this yesterday, he spends a lot of time setting up his little juice in a drill, and it's one-on-one, and I would wonder maybe, you know.
I thought today was a little quicker.
In a real live game situation, I don't know how much space he would have to be making those moves, but yeah, he's very impressive, and I think this backfield in general has been one of the real positives of training camp. These guys, all five of them, we mentioned it on PFW in Progress yesterday, but I think they've all looked good, and I would include Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
I would too. Bounce would be the word I'd use, Paul. I feel like they all have a bounce in their step. Old, young, all of them, they got a little hop there.
Yeah, and you asked me what stood out, and I was kind of in and out of the beginning of practice. We were doing some radio stuff that you will catch on PFW in Progress tomorrow, so I want you to make sure PFW in Progress tomorrow. Andy mentioned Adam Schefter was here. We got a chance to speak with him, so that'll be something to look for tomorrow.
And that's some interesting stuff.
Yeah, Fred and I spoke with Adam, but when they got back out there, they were working on some goal line passing. Drill. It wasn't necessarily red zone. It was really goal line passing drills. And I thought really interesting, Andy, to see guys like Rob Ninkovich as part of that group. And he was a down lineman in that set.
Right,
you know, sometimes
end.
In goal line, you know, it's, you know, guys are moving around a little bit, but showing a little bit of his versatility that we heard about coming out of college and certainly as in his short time with the pros. You had mentioned he played in-out in Miami last year, right?
Yes, in the preseason.
I thought that was one thing that was notable. And I'm not sure. I'm sure that there were no injuries involved because the players that were out were on the sideline and you know, sort of cheering on the defense. But James Sanders and Lee Bodden were not out there for that drill. And in their place were Pat Chung and Mike Richardson on the corner. So I thought those personnel, you know, maneuverings were a little interesting. And I thought the defense did a nice job in that drill for the most part. They gave up some plays, but I mean, clearly in that setting, the offense has the advantage. You can't be as physical as you probably want to be. But I thought the defense was really competitive in that drill, and they made Brady pull the ball down a few times, move out of the pocket. And that was a pretty competitive period of practice, I thought.
I thought that whole portion was very interesting. A few notes I remember writing on the blog from that. Things that stuck out to me, one was Bill O'Brien had the walkie-talkie calling the plays in, and then at one point, I believe, they kind of had some issues there, and Brady actually had to run over to him, and Bill seemed a little upset. So, obviously, this is the time to work out those kinks in any play calling. Interesting, I didn't see Dean Pease using it. I didn't see anyone on the defensive side using it. And we know last year, Bill stayed away from the headset defenders up until the very end. He stuck with signals and traditional things, and then kind of at the end threw it out there and you had guys wearing it, because I think he likes to have the ability, regardless of what's going on defense, to fall back on the old-fashioned hand signals and just play regular football as it's been played for so long. I thought that was interesting. I thought they went to some of their bread-and-butter goal line plays in there, where you had Brady with a QB sneak, which we know they run a QB sneak anywhere on the field at any time for a variety of reasons. They also had some of the direct snaps to the running backs that they work on with Kevin Falk, his staple two-point conversion play and goal line play for them.
Funny moment about the quarterback sneak, though. He kind of snuck his way in, and the defense, he ended up on the ground. They you know, obviously, almost impossible to keep a quarterback on his feet in a situation like that. A couple of catcalls from the crowd. Hey, defense, let up on him. Ease up on him. They didn't want anything to happen to Brady. I thought that was kind of a lighthearted moment.
And then for the second straight day, practice ended on a real high, where you had a competitive play set up by Bill. And yesterday, it ended with a Brian Hoyer to Joey Galloway touchdown, sending the defense on a lap. Today's practice, similar situation on the goal line, ended with a Tom Brady to Randy Moss apparent touchdown in the back of the end zone. Then there was some mock controversy as first Moss punted the ball in celebration. Some were wondering if he got flagged. Then we find out later, apparently Bill Belichick ruled Tom Brady had been sacked, no touchdown, wave it off, take the points off the board, and send the offense for a lap. They didn't seem to mind. They actually treated it as a victory lap with Tom Brady running the entire way with his finger in the air. Steve O'Neill was pumping
looking
in the
like
air.
Looking like Joe Namath leaving the field after Super Bowl III.
So it might have been a punishment lap, but they were using it to celebrate. But I like that little end to practice there where you kind of get a competitive battle for
the
final play.
The quarterbacks do, too. I talked to Hoyer yesterday, and we talked to Andrew Walter today, and they both were talking about those competitive things that Belichick sort of builds into the practice. Really, especially at this time, it's kind of right in the middle of camp here. And it really adds something to the monotony of, you know, two-a-days and all this, all the drills they do at, day after day after day, to have that extra competition involved. They all seem to really like that.
And I think maybe of some balancing of the ledger today. Matt Light, after practice, said he thought the reason the offense had to run a lap was because of a questionable call by an official that looked suspiciously like Bill Belichick. And if you remember yesterday on the final play, Vince Wilfork kind of intimated that maybe he had gotten to Brian Hoyer, there would have been a sack. So maybe Bill kind of balancing it out through his calls to make sure both sides continue to win battles.
Vince will be thrilled to find out that he wasn't here today to enjoy not having to do the lap.
Right. I think, Bill, keeping that competitive one-to-one, you go into the next day, it's all up for grabs. But I thought a very good morning session, some good energy
you know
after.
Who I thought looked good also, Andy, you know, before we wrap this one up, is Eric Alexander, I thought, was very active in that goal line set. And, again, there's a lot of guys in that front seven who are out, you know, Seymours and Warrens and whatnot, Bruschi. But I thought he was active in the pass coverage. And, you know, he's a very athletic guy. And I think he showed some of that sideline-to-sideline ability.
Paul, we're a week in. 7 days down, 14 practices down. But the light is still not quite there.
No.
Thursday, scheduled to be back at it, double sessions, 9:30 Gillette Stadium. The regular morning practice is scheduled. The officials will be here to continue to go over the rule changes, which everyone knows right now. The biggest talk is the wedge and the changes. You no longer are allowed to have more than a two-man wedge. Some other variety of rules. Patriots fans, I guess, would be happy to hear, or maybe a year too late here, that the hit on Tom Brady was from last year that cost him the season is now a penalty, although I think that's going to be a difficult one to officiate and call. But the officials will be back on the field tomorrow, as will PFW, to bring you all the information from Gillette Stadium as training camp 2009 continues. We plug away at it.
Good call.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.